season, the Minnesota Vikings have fired general manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. Vikings co-owner and chairman Mark Wilf says the time was right to make a change and that this is a critical offseason.
We have an urgency to create a winning football team and establish sustainable success for our fans. At the same time, we balance that urgency with all decisions thoroughly and methodically. Winning football, that's what drives all our decision-making, and it is the core of all our efforts every single day. We have incredible fans. They deserve a winning team and a team that contend deep into the playoffs and win championships.
Executive Vice President Rob Brzezinski will lead operations through the 2026 NFL Draft. Also on Friday, the Twins announced that they've mutually parted ways with Derek Fulvey as president of baseball and business operations. Twins executive chair Tom Pollad says neither he nor Fulvey felt like the current setup was working.
I think Derek shared that same way of thinking that, you know, if we're not 100% aligned, we don't think that this structure and this partnership and all those kinds of things are in the best interest of the Twins, then we should both do something about it. And that's what we've done. We've put the organization first, something that Derek has always done and something that I'm committed to do going forward. And here we are.
Pollad will assume interim oversight of business operations, while Executive Vice President and GM Jeremy Zoll will continue to lead the Twins baseball department. The Timberwolves look for a fourth straight win when they play at Memphis tonight with tip-off at 7 p.m. The Wild are at Edmonton tonight with the puck dropping at 9 p.m. in Canada. And Golden Gopher men's hockey stopped a 7-game losing streak with a 4-1 win over Wisconsin last night, while Golden Gopher women's hockey also beat Wisconsin 3-2 in overtime. This is MNN.